Welcome to the Quantum Revenue Expansion Podcast. My name is Ursula Minchus, and I'm a sales expert, strategic business coach, and USA Today bestselling author. I love sharing strategies that show you exactly how to turn your annual revenue into your monthly revenue. If you're looking to take a quantum leap in your revenue or sales, your team, your productivity, your success, and your life, then you are meant to be here. My goal in every episode is to help you take your belief that it's possible to 2x or 10x your revenue while working way less to knowing that it is happening right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Quantum Revenue Expansion, where we talk about how to turn your annual income into your monthly income. And we talk about a whole lot of other stuff behind the scenes and in front of the scenes to help you get there. And that's why I am so delighted, honored, and thrilled to have Jack Walker here with us today. We're going to talk about it's your choice. What do you choose? So, Jack, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm very, very happy to be here. It's awesome. So,
we're going to have such a cool conversation. So, you're going to get to know Jack. You're going to see why we love him, what he's up to in the world, and the impact that he's making. We started to have a conversation before the show, and I'm like, Jack, we got to start recording. We're going to miss something really good. So stay tuned, grab pen, grab paper, a little bit of housekeeping. If you haven't yet, and you're feeling the pull, and you want to come and hang out with me, Rebecca, and some other cool CEOs, you can go to ursulainc.co/apply. I had to think about that. And that is a 2X intensive course. Fill out your information, send it in, and we'll set up a time to chat with you and see if it's a good fit for you and if we can help you grow your business as well. With that, let me tell you about Jack. Jack Walker's life is a profound narrative of transformation, resilience, and unwavering dedication to the empowerment of others, which of course is why we love him. From navigating the loss of his father at a young age to embracing his authentic self through gender transition, Jack's journey epitomizes the power of resilience and compassion. Alongside his amazing wife, who I haven't met yet, but I know her, and business partner Tiffany, Jack co-founded Thought Tracks Coaching and Healing Inc. 16 years ago, establishing a legacy of guiding individuals towards self-acceptance, growth, and spiritual alignment. Together, they have expanded their mission through Empath School. Yes, for all of you empaths out there, there's a place to go. Creating a sanctuary for empaths to harness their sensitivity as a source of strength and purpose, leaving an indelible mark on the lives of those they touch. And I originally met Jack through Rebecca Hall, who you guys know, Master Coach, who hangs out with us here as well. And it's just been amazing. Like, I feel like, Jack, we've known each other in many past lives or something.
I know.
Because I just feel like I know you and I know Tiff and I don't even know Tiff. And I feel like I know you guys. And I'm just excited. So I gave a little bit of, you know, kind of high level bit of your story. But if you would start by just sharing your story with our listeners so they can get a sense of who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of a big story. I feel like this, that I reincarnated during one lifetime, but 16 years ago, Tiff and I have been in business 16 years ago. We've known each other 17 years. When Tiff and I met, our lives completely changed. And I was at the point, I had been married for 19 years previous, and I was at the end of that marriage, and Tiff walked in, and everything about our lives completely flip-flopped in the most amazing ways. And then we ended up starting our business together. And it's the same business that we've been running. As a life coaching and spiritual healing business. Tiffany is a gifted psychic medium, lives in the world of the woo-woo, if you want to use those words. But when we met, and Tiff is really the reason that this company started, because at the beginning, she had a download. That's the word we use. So when she...
Yeah, you can say download here. Okay, spiritual. Good. Yeah.
Okay, good. So when she gets a big download about how the brain works, how your thoughts create your feelings create your actions and behavior, and that behavior creates a result. And that's how our thoughts create our world. So as she was seeing that, and the process that we use to help clear your limiting beliefs is called BAGWORK, BAGWORK. It's our proprietary price process. We just got it trademarked this last year. We're so happy and proud. That's an amazing thing. And we actually right now, as we speak, have 5 new certified facilitators that can coach using our process of bag work. So we just rolled out our certification. And so I'm not the only person in the world that's taking people through bag work anymore, which is really quite a big accomplishment, I would say. So we started working with bag work. That's how we started our business. And because we could clear our own limiting beliefs, we could just keep making bigger decisions for ourselves. That's what I always say bag work gave me is choice, clear choice. Because so often we don't want to choose something because we're so afraid of the outcome, or we're afraid it won't work, or we're afraid we don't know enough, or we aren't smart enough, which is part of all of our limiting beliefs about ourselves.
Yeah.
And because I could just keep pulling off through bag work, I just was able to continue to pull off my limiting beliefs. So then I could make a bigger decision for myself, for my life, for what I wanted, where I was going. Another very big part of the story that I feel like begs to be spoken to is my gender transition. And it's another very big, loud, controversial topic for many, not for me. It was the best choice and decision. It was the most aligned decision I ever made in my life for myself. I was born in a female body, always was myself all the years of my life until I was 46 years old when I transitioned my gender. I had given birth to 4 kids. I was married to a man for 19 years. And then I met Tiff. When I met Tiff, I was in the female body and it went against everything I believed. There was not one part of me that felt like it would ever be possible or okay in the world that I was raised in, the religious programming that I was brought up in, that I could fall in love with a woman. Well, Tiff was that woman. And by all intents and purposes, I never felt like a lesbian, but it just landed. So that was the title that everyone would use for me. I'm like, no, that's not who I am. But that's how the world would look at me at age 46 is when I transitioned. Now, I know for some people that can be a really big, I don't know what it is, but I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of people. And I know that I'm living my truth and I feel happier than I ever have. And our business is all about helping people identify what they're believing about themselves that's keeping them playing small or feeling stuck or like they can't live their truth. And so we started our business. We've done private coaching all those years. And then it'll be 5 years in October, I rolled out Empath School. So we started working with empaths. And in a group setting. So we do group coaching, the same kind of coaching we do with private clients, but we brought it into a group setting, a big, huge community of empaths from Australia, Canada, Europe, and USA. Australia, yeah. And here we are. So we just continue to grow that. And because we understand the power of our choice and the power of our decisions, everything we decide changes and alters the fabric of our reality.
Yeah.
And it's once we make those decisions that other things, every time we make a decision, new opportunities appear that would never appear if we didn't make a new decision. And I just taught a class, just, I don't know, a live stream or something that I was doing. When we make a decision, 3 things always happen. The first thing that always happens is that new synchronistic opportunities present themselves that would never present themselves if you didn't make a decision, the decision. The second thing that always happens with every new decision is change. And the minute change happens, we get resistance. So when you understand, like, oh, I made this new decision, I see these other new opportunities that are appearing, that means my life is going to have to change. And changing my life feels really scary. And then we go into resistance. But the beautiful thing is, it just means you're on the right track. So when you're feeling the resistance and you feel the change happening and you're seeing new opportunities, just map it back to a new decision that you just made for yourself or your life. Pat yourself on the back and keep going.
So celebrate the resistance.
That's like, seriously. And that by so doing, when we change the way we look at the resistance no longer acts as it has been. And it becomes part of the flow of where we're going rather than the block stopping us from getting there.
Yes.
So decisions are a really big deal.
So you said there were three steps. There's a lot to unpack. I'm going to circle back to a lot of things, but that was step one, step two, and what's the third step? And the
third thing was resistance. So one is new synchronistic opportunities. Two is change.
Gotcha.
Change will happen. Three is the resistance.
And what do you do? What do you do? And what do you tell your clients to do when they hit the resistance? Besides celebrate it. It's like, I don't want to do this, Jack, because I don't want to change. Like, I don't want to pick up the phone. I don't want to send those emails. Yeah. I don't want to
reestablish the decision. Like, just remember why you're doing what you're doing, right? Because when we make a big decision for ourselves or for our life or for our business, and we're going to branch out into a new arena, and then we're like, okay, I'm doing this. And then you get out and you do your first talk, or you do this thing or that thing. And it's like, life is beginning to change. And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to have time enough to do all of this. And I have too much going on. And what am I doing? It's like, well, why did I make the decision? For me, would be like getting out and speaking. Why did I decide that?
Yeah.
It's because intuitively I could feel it. And if I can go back to when I could just feel that it was right for me. Mm-hmm. Right. When we make a decision and we get the feeling, it feels so amazing and it feels so exciting. And you just feel the synchronicity and the alignment, and it's so right. But then you get down the road and it feels really scary. And your brain is hardwired to put us back in the cave. It does not want us to do new things. It doesn't want us to make new decisions. So I do a lot of educating, especially with my clients and students and myself. It's like, oh, good. My brain's having a fit. That just tells me I'm on the right path. Let's keep going. So you just kind of make it mean what it really means.
Yeah, that I'm moving. So, okay, I want to unpack some stuff here.
Please do.
All right. Let's first of all, thank you for sharing your story, your transition story. You own it. It was your decision, and you are happy and you look amazing. And you said this, you're happier than you're more you than you've ever been.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
And here's the truth. Jack, you had to go through this whole decision-making tree that you just talked about. So you had to make a decision.
Yeah.
You knew you had to change. And then I'm sure resistance came up. And you live in Utah. You had a lot of religious thoughts and upbringing. It was a very challenging thing for you. And yet the flip side is so interesting to me, because you mentioned this, like, this is controversial.
Yes.
And you work with people who I would say, you know, might find this even more controversial. Like, I see you traveling in so many circles and people loving you, adoring you, accepting you, seeing you. And I just want to say that's so powerful to witness. And it's because you own your identity. You own who you are. And this is for everybody. Like, every single one of us. First of all, what others think of us is none of our business. No. It's just not. Because as entrepreneurs, if we're going to stand on stages, if we're going to be who we truly are, and I say this as I'm like, Jack and I were just sharing like my own story, you know, as I share more and more in my own story, right? And I'm willing to own it. I become more of who I am, which makes me more attractive to the people that I'm around. And Jack, I just want to say thank you to you for being willing, because your willingness opens up the door for the rest of us. Marianne Williamson has quoted as, right, like when you step out as that, I'm paraphrasing, of who you are, and you stop worrying about what everybody else is thinking, you give other people permission to do the same. I think Nelson Mandela actually said that. I think she quoted him.
I think it actually was hers. And
it was
back and forth with Nelson Mandela and Marianne Williamson. And I adore Marianne Williamson. Of course, in Miracles, her work there, Return to Love. She was one of the first places reading a Return to Love that started opening my energy up bigger than the very small context of the religion I was raised in. So I will forever like send so much love to Marianne Williamson. And, you know, she's marching around and doing a really big thing. She's got a big footprint on this planet, but boy, she made a difference in my life.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I saw her speak one time in person and I was just,
did you actually?
Yeah. It was Christine Closer. It was a one of my coach's events back in 2009. I know it was the height of the recession. And she was there, Neil Donald Walsh was there. It was like crazy. Like, I look back at the people that Christine, my coach at the time, gathered, and it was incredible. Like, she in person, like, she's shorter, you know what I mean? Like, you see people and you think they're large.
I know.
I'm tall, like I'm almost 5'10". So when I see people, I'm like, wow, you, but like my point is she was short in stature, but like so powerful when she took the stage. And anyway, our shared, like, but that's what you're doing. You're living and this is for, this is not just for Jack and for me, this is for everybody who's listening. The more you live into your truth, the more you give other people permission to do it. And the more others are going to be wanting to work with you. They're going to be attracted to you for living that truth.
Yeah, absolutely. Authenticity is the answer. Everything we do in business is relational by nature. It's all built on relationships, right? I mean, everything we do is about the relationships that we create. And our relationship with ourselves is the primary relationship, because as we dial it in, and none of us are perfect at it, and this is a lifetime of becoming deeper and deeper in the truth of who we really are. But that is the most sacred work. Is when we really start dialing in, who am I? What is my story? Sharing my story. You know, Ursula, I appreciate you that I can share the part of my transition on your podcast, because there are some podcasts where it's not cool. It's not kosher. But thank you. So thank you for that. But the truth is, when I started making the decision for myself, I took 2 years intensely going back and forth. And I didn't know what I would do. I didn't know, because I had given birth to 4 children that knew me as mom. Yeah. I was with Tiff in a relationship, and I didn't know how I would be. I didn't know for sure when I started on testosterone therapy, if it would make me a raging beast. I didn't know what I would look like. I didn't know if it would be, but my heart knew what it wanted, and I had to catch up. So as we all find our voice, the more authentic we can show up in the truth of our story, sharing outward our story. And when people get to know me, and in our empath school, I have received so much love. It's incredible. But I hear over and over that I give people permission to be true to themselves.
You do.
It's just like, there's no more being true to yourself than really matching your gender, your body, to match who you've always been on the inside when you were born in a girl's body. And now you present and you are a male. You know, I'm Jack Walker. I changed my name. I have a beard. I come out in this voice. But my God, I had to decide the most radical act of self-love was for me to be true to me at this level. And I was very afraid. And I did have to release people that were very close to me that could not tolerate. They couldn't accept my choice. They couldn't accept what I was doing and felt like they had to choose God over me. And I'm like, but we're all of God. Like, why would shunning somebody living in their truth be godlike?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Well, and that's one of the things you do so beautifully, is you shine love on everybody. You shine love on everybody. And you have love shining back on you.
Yep.
Because you're willing to be true to your soul. And for those who are listening, you know, for some of you, I know you're like, yeah, I get this. This totally resonates. And if this is making you kind of wonder, like, just go within for a moment. If it's here's the thing, if something's triggering us, it's because there's something inside of us that's being asked to be shown, be released, be healed. And so this is like, whenever I'm triggered, it's like, what do I need to shift or change? And the thing about you, Jack, is I don't know you as, I know you as Jack.
Yeah. My birth name was Susan. Many transgender people don't talk about their birth name, but I will talk about it for the rest of my life, because I lived 46 years in that body presenting as Susan, and I gave birth to 4 kids, and I know what it's like to grow babies in my body, and I know what it's like to be a man, and I know what it's like to be a woman, and I know what it's like and how you're treated differently. And I have so many things I could say about how the world has, you know, with the disparity between men and women and the treatment of women and women in the workplace versus men in the workplace. And, you know, that's another whole topic. But my God, I have an understanding and so much compassion and fire in my belly to speak loudly to the world to say, number one, be true to yourself. Who are you really? What do you want? What does your heart want? You're here for something important. I mean, mm-hmm. look at you, Ursula. Look at your life. Look at everything you've overcome and everything you've walked through and everything you continue to walk through. And you're my coach. You're my business coach. And I connected, Becca and I have been connected for a good long time. Rebecca.
Anyone who doesn't know Becca, that's short for Rebecca.
Rebecca.
How long you've been connected? Like, you know her personally.
Yeah. And so here we are. And I just know that there's no accident. It's absolutely divine order and divine timing that brought us here. This conversation today, Ursula, with you and I, and that we're talking about this, and we're all here to live our highest truth and to really live into that. You know, it's a lifetime journey of living our highest truth.
Well, and I'm holding space, and this is for everyone to know, because I want to publicly say Jack's writing a book. I'm not going to say anything about it. However, like, this book needs to go out to the world. So there you go. I'm just putting that out there. We can edit that out if you need to.
No, I want that is some serious accountability, and I actually love it. And I am writing a book, and I do have a message, and I do have a story, and it's about you, the listener, here on this show with us. It's like, you matter, I matter, we all matter, and we have a story, and what our heart wants, and it knows what it wants. We just have to trust it enough to follow and take action and make new decisions.
Yes.
Towards
Which
it.
Which is so hard. I want to talk about that. Because it's so hard, Jack. Like, everybody who's listening, like, we can talk about this stuff all day, but we can make the decision, right? We can see the synchronicities. We can get excited. The next steps are showing up. And then you said, ego's like, heck no, no change. I'm not going to change. Forget it. Go away, you. And then we get into resistance, which is where your bag work comes in. And bag work, B-A-G work. Thank for a while, you. I was like, what are they?
I know work? every time, Ursula, I said bad work. I'm like, no. It's bad.
Do I hit a bag? Okay. So what can you, we have time. Like, I want to understand our listeners too. How does bag work work? And are there any quick examples you can show us? Like, because there's people listening who are like, yes, Jack, I hear you. I've made this decision. I want to grow my business, or I want to write my book, or I want to make this big change in my personal life. And I'm scared. Right. And I have these limiting beliefs and these things coming up. So how can you help me?
Okay. So what I would say first and foremost, whenever I start a conversation with someone, you first have to understand that we have 95% of our brain is unconscious. So all of our limiting beliefs, all of the traumas, everything we've gone through is all stored. Every single solitary thing is in there. It's the super, super computer in our brain. So we have all this programming. We come into this life pre-programmed with some of our ancestral DNA. You know, we come in with some pre-programming with what we believe about the world and what we believe about money and what we believe about different things. So we carry all of that 0 to 6 years old. We're getting our main identity based on external caregivers. So if we're getting a lot of really good care and lots of love, great, that's awesome. You know, most people, I would say, had a pretty rough time of it.
Let's just say that. Like,
a pretty freaking disaster.
Anyone that I've met who's been like, I had the best childhood. Oh, man. Couple, you out there, for those of you who are out there, bless you.
I know. Even then, the people that are like, no, my childhood was perfect. I'm like, until I sit with your ass on the couch for a little while and we go a little deeper and a little, they're like, oh, wow. Yeah, well, that thing did happen. But, you know, I'm like, no, we all really have been bumped around. Pretty damn good.
Way to say it.
We start identifying, oh, I'm not enough, or oh, I'm too much, or oh, I'm not smart. Oh my gosh, I'm a failure. Look at this thing. I didn't figure that out, or that thing. And it just gets bigger and bigger. And energy attracts energy. So like really does attract like, is scientifically measurable and proven. So we start emitting this energy of like, oh, you know, I'm a failure. I'm not enough. I'm not smart. I can't do that. I don't know. And we'll keep attracting that to us until you want more, until you start thinking, you know, really, I'd like to start a business, or I want to be a life coach. The world needs more life coaches. Like, I am telling you, there is room on this planet.
There's work to be done.
Oh, there is so much work to be done. Someone says, I want to be a life coach, but oh, I don't know enough, or I don't have the right certification, or I don't. So that's where the limiting beliefs are. And right there is when I would dive in. And first of all, you have to ask, I would ask a client, what do you want? They'll say, well, I want this. And then I'll say, tell me why you don't have that right now. And they'll sit with it and go, well, because I don't have enough time, or I don't have enough money, or I'm not smart enough, or because I'm in this relationship, so I can't. And those are just your limiters. Those are the thoughts that you've thought a million times about yourself that are second nature. And then yeah. bag work, it's a type we use NLP. There's anchoring. It's a visualizing. I walk the client through how to visualize. They see a bag, they anchor, they fill up the bag with the limiting beliefs that I've assisted them to capture during session. And then we do a yeah. clearing at the end. And it literally disconnects the neural pathways. And the way that I know this works is because when I started at the very beginning using bag work for myself, I had so much religious programming for me that Sunday, I had so much guilt on Sunday if I wasn't going to church. So I would then, oh, are you still, I thought we just cut out. Are you still
no, working? We're good. We're okay, good. Good. Yeah.
So I would have so much guilt because if I didn't go to church, to me, what does it mean about me? That's the question you ask yourself. Well, what does it mean about me? If I don't go to church, well, I'm a bad person. And then you can dig deeper. Well, if you're a bad person, what does that mean about you? Ultimately, that I'm not lovable, right? That something's wrong mm-hmm. with me. And mm-hmm. it goes down to ultimately when you dig all the way down for most any limiting belief, it goes to being alone. That we'll be all alone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Right?
And
thrown out of the tribe, right? Thrown out of the community. Completely.
And doesn't it make sense? To me, it makes perfect sense because we are all one. So wouldn't the greatest fear that any one of us could ever have is that we will end up utterly alone, broken, with no support, because it goes against the truth of who we all really are. And each one of us is an individualized expression of all that is, of source energy. And we belong together. So of course we have a lot of fear. And that's, so then with bag work, you do the clearing process. You have your eyes closed. You're doing it in your own mind. You're anchoring as you do it. And then when it's gone, you can feel that you no longer have the same emotional response. So it's actually measurable. You can think the same thing. It's like, oh, it's Sunday again, and I'm not going to church because it's not aligned, or, you know, I no longer choose to be in that place that I was. But you no longer feel the guilt, because guilt is just a chemical that your brain produces once you think the thought, I'm bad, or I'm doing something wrong, or, you know, I'm not smart enough. Your brain creates a chemical, drops it into your body. We call that a feeling. It's like, oh, I'm feeling mm-hmm. anxious. I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling guilty. I'm feeling ashamed. It's just a chemical that was produced from a thought run in your brain. And then we behave a certain way when we're feeling guilty. A lot of us will want to hide or isolate or, you know, shut down or eat or overdrink or something, right? Yeah. So bag work. So that's, you know, as Tiff and I, the process came in through her. We started using it on ourselves. We could feel and measure the shift in ourselves. So for a year, and I was in a financial position at that point in my life to spend a year, we saw everyone we could get our hands on for free. So for a year, everyone we worked with, we did bag work with everyone that was willing. And we kept seeing people be able to shift their job. Maybe they wanted to have a different job, or have their relationship improve, or leave their relationship because they were ready to move on and move out, but didn't know how they would. And they just continued to grow. I just had one of my business students inside my empath school. I also do some business coaching to help people that want to use their spiritual skills and start their own business using their skills. She reached out to me and she said, I watched a video of myself on our group coaching call from a year before, and she could not believe the change she saw in herself. Before, she wow. was so incredibly shy and quiet and small and super teary. And she is a powerhouse. Like, she is an astrologer. She is a spiritual healer. She's one of my bag work certified bag work facilitators that's just come through. She's a powerhouse. She has a huge mission, and she had a traumatic life, okay? Mm-hmm. Traumatic life, and the traumas that we go through and the stories that we start believing about ourselves in relation to the trauma, because it's never the trauma per se. Yes, the traumas happen. Yes, the circumstances are there, but it's what we believe about ourselves in relation to it That's where we get in trouble, but that's where we have the power, because we get to choose. Yeah. We get to do that work to clear the story.
First of all, thank you for you and Tiff for bringing bag work to the world and for helping so many people. I was going to ask you about a success story, like someone who, so you already read my mind, and it is amazing when you see that kind of transformation in people, because
it's incredible.
They're never going to be the same they're not the same on the other side ever. And now that you're certifying people, there is going to be a bigger ripple effect out into the world. Yes. And so we're getting close to the end. We're actually at the end, but I have a few more things on it. Are you okay on time? A few more minutes? You've been like on a journey, right? Expansion journey, doing a lot of things, retooling in the company, expanding other areas. Like, what's next for Jack Walker?
Well, what's really next, and it's really with my coaching with you and Becca this year, and opening up into the speaking realm, getting out and speaking on stages, in body. I just went and did my first company speaking official since I made the decision for myself, right? And it's interesting getting your body into a space. And I know that because I transitioned, I changed my body. So for me, that's been one of my big blocks, is getting my body. Zoom has been great, man. The pandemic was fantastic. It's like super easy for me to hop on a Zoom call. But it was different when I actually walked my body out to the stage.
Yeah.
It's different. And it was awesome. So that's part of what's definitely speaking everywhere that I can get out and share the message that, you know, you, our listener, you're here to live a big life. Like, this is your life. Do it your way.
Yeah.
Speaking then that book, my book that I'm writing about the power of transformation and what it's all about.
And so if anyone wants to book you to speak, let's get into the how and where. You physically live in Utah.
Yeah, I live in Salt Lake City, Utah. And any if you want me to come and speak, your job is to send me an email, a personal email, to Jack, J-A-C-K, at tiffandjack.com. TIFFANDJACK.com. So Jack at tiffandjack.com. Just send me an email so we can have a conversation, you and I. And then
you have something else to share with our listeners, an opportunity.
The other opportunity, if you would like to experience bag work personally, I would love to gift you a session with me so you can experience what it is, and I can have a chance to get to know you and your dreams, what it is you want for your life that you haven't fully reached for or made the decision to have. I would love to sit with you and do a breakthrough.
You're gifting a bag work session? I guess I didn't even realize that. Wow. Thank you. Okay. So one more time, if somebody wants a bag work session, is there anything they should put in the subject line, and then they should email you where?
Bag work in the subject line. Email me at the same email address, jack@tiffandjack.com. I believe that life is relational. And one of the things I love about my job is getting to know people. And my God, people are exquisite. Everyone has their own unique expression. And I love that about my job. I love it.
And you're amazing at what you do. Jack Walker, thanks for hanging out with us at Quantum Revenue Expansion. So fun.
Thank you.
Yes. And we'll definitely have you back. And to our listeners all over the world, thanks for hanging out with us. Jack offered you some great opportunity, a phenomenal opportunity to take advantage of the bag work. And all the information will be in the show notes. And if there's anything else we can support you with, you can email us at contact@ursulainc.co. That's it for this week, everybody. Make this your most epic month yet.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to leave a review on iTunes so I know what you like and can create content that guides you to uplevel your business even more. If you want more strategic business tips, follow me on social media. You'll find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And you can visit my website at www.ursulainc.co. I love being on this journey with you and can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, make this your most epic month yet.